Inside every human heart, inside of every human soul, there's a voice that says, I ought to do what is right. That voice isn't evolutionary, it's divine. It's God's moral law written within the conscience. Paul says that even those who never read the Bible show that the work of the law is written on their hearts. He says this in Romans chapter 2, verse 15. You can deny it, you can suppress it, you can try to ignore it, but you can't erase it. That's why even cultures that reject Scripture still wrestle with morality and justice and fairness. They're borrowing from God without even acknowledging Him. And when we violate conscience, it condemns us. When we obey, it approves. But conscience alone cannot save us. It tells us right from wrong, but not how to be right with God. For that, we need Jesus Christ, the one who perfectly obeyed God's law on our behalf. When you pray today, ask God to renew your conscience so that it's tender to truth and trained by grace. And also pray for Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And don't forget the Nepalese LifeWord broadcast for the people of Nepal. One last thought. Conscience reminds us that we are moral creatures made by a moral creator. So listen carefully. It's one of the ways God calls you to Himself.